happening?
Oh, just been outside blowing away some of the acorns and some of the other kind of nuts, the great big ones. So you can walk around out there by the chicken pens and water the chickens, and Bernice is spreading some marble rock, and I just come in and scheduled an inspection on the plumbing and the HVAC from Waldrop, and come upstairs to write it on the calendar. Boy, it's beautiful out there today. Let's send Gerald to you.
Really, really nice. I just left the house, headed for lunch. Boy, I tell you, yeah, it's just, it's perfect weather out here. And I really enjoyed the walk this morning with Toby. We started early. I mean, it was before 8 o'clock. And Toby does not like loud noise as well. We got almost up the driveway onto the road. And all of a sudden, bang, bang, there's somebody shooting deer. I mean, they do it, you know, deer season is always in season out where we live. It's just unbelievable. But he's terrified of those sounds. So next thing I knew, he's yanking me around, headed for home. So, oh, there's the black snake, and I just ran over him. Dang. Oh, well. I hate doing that, but, man, I just saw him. He wasn't moving fast enough. He's gone. Is it black snake?
Hey, Phil, I don't like to hurt black snakes or king snakes or things of that nature. But sometimes it can't be avoided. And I've seen people really swerve badly to avoid a squirrel or something. And now a deer, that's another story. But yeah, firearm season just started a couple of days ago. And so you're going to hear that more right now, and I don't know how long it lasts. The neighbor hunts them, I don't. But I understand what you're saying. And in populated areas, up in, I know where my brother hunted, up around Washington, D.C., and over in Virginia and that, or West Virginia, wherever it was at he was hunting, they limited it to shotguns only and buckshot. So that it'd have a very limited range. A high-powered rifle can have as much as a 5-mile range if it's shot way up in the air. And it's in populated areas, that's not a good idea, but that's the way it is down here.
Well, there's one guy we called Sheriff's on him. They did come out and they did talk to him, but basically he said, really, out here in the county, and we live in a subdivision, but basically so there's nothing we can do about it. There's no laws against it, and unless you have homeowners out here that forbid that sort of thing, then they said, and then that's a legal thing. It's not a sheriff's office thing, but they said we'd go down there and talk to him. Oh, I tell you, that one time when we called the cops on him, he was, I think I told you, but he was up in his drive shooting a cannon, that thing. I mean, I've got hunting rifles. I know what they sound like. And that thing, I mean, all our cats or dogs were scattering. I could throw a rock from my mailbox and hit his mailbox. And he was standing on top of his driveway up close to his house shooting at some target. I guess it was target, I don't know, but he hasn't done it since, but he sure doesn't talk to me.
He got a bad case of closed pores, is what we used to say up in Kansas, Bill. Yeah, well, it was nice for the sheriff's officer at least to talk to him. Well, I got the same thing here, and guys shoot right out in their backyards. I'm out in the county. The only thing that I shoot around here for the most part is 22s, and they're not so bad. I thought about getting silencers, but I never have. It's rather expensive, which I don't mind that. It's just that, oh, they're just a pain. I mean, if I drove from here to somebody else's house, you got to have those papers with you and all kinds of stuff, and the government looks at you pretty seriously, and I don't know if I trust them that far nowadays with the present administration, shall we say. But I know a lot of guys that have them.
Not Biden, all the Democrats. I'll say it for you. Yeah, I know. Oh, well. What can I say? Well, anyway, that, like this morning, that, it wasn't down the street. It was, it's probably, what I heard was probably out back behind our house, on the street behind our house, and there's a ravine and big gully, and it's all wooded. You've seen it. It probably set a part of 3 acres or something, maybe 4 between us, all wooded. But there's a guy over there who's got a, he's got a stand out behind his house. I know one time I was walking over there and we were talking about deer, and he says, oh yeah, I feed deer. And we said, oh yeah, we do too. And he says, really? How much you feed him? I, you know, Link feeds him pretty regular, how much? And he did not like that. And he said, I wonder why they hadn't been coming over here. Of course, look in the back, and there's a tree stand up there. And there's a little camouflage thing. And I hear him shooting all the time. And that's in our subdivision.
Yeah, they, I'll shoot you a picture of the feeder, and there's ears of corn down there and everything. I never did hunt deer but one year, and I actually only, I didn't really try that hard, because it's boring to me to sit out there in a tree stand all day for nothing. The neighbor's been doing that quite regular, and he even sat out there in the rain for the last few days there when it rained, and it's just, to me, a waste of time. I'd rather go to the supermarket, and I don't like deer anyways. So I never did hunt them but that one year, and that's been probably 30 years ago. And it would have been easy up there in Kansas. There's a lot of deer. It amazes me, like they built about 400 houses over there in that O'Neill addition, how many deer there are still around this area, because they've really shortened their area of running, but there's... lots of them. Heck, Shelly's got nice big bucks and everything else, deer, coming up in her front yard up there in Michigan. And that's in a really, really nice area. And they come up there and eat her flowers and stuff off the back porch and everything else. There's nothing you can do about them up there.
Backyard, because it's totally fenced in. I guess those are 8 foot high shower fence. But the front yard, they help themselves. I mean, we've got knockout roses. I put wire fence around it, over the top, around the sides. The only way we keep those growing for length. And said, I said, I'm getting tired of looking at these. It's basically chicken wire, and I said, well, you know, I take it off, they're going to be gone. He says, I don't care. He says, let them have it. They come right up to the front porch, and sometimes they stand out in the front waiting for Lane to go down to the woods to give them the corn. it's amazing what they'll eat. So, I mean, she complains about it a lot. I said, well, I talked to the... I talked to the nursery, and they said it was deer resistant. I said, well, that's the word, resistant. It doesn't mean it's proof. It's just amazing what they eat. And she'll put out some really nice, pretty next day. They're all gone. That's just the way it is. You know, you can, you're baiting them. You're saying it's okay to come out there and feed. You put the corn down and don't expect them not to eat your flowers.
Yes, N0TR. That's true. And I don't like to bait animals to hunt them. It doesn't sit right with me. It's just not in my code of ethics. But it's very much accepted nowadays with the deer hunter. I don't care how many they shoot. That's just one less that's going to hit the front of my car. But, yeah, you mentioned your favorite guy up there in the White House, of course. Hi. Bernice came outside a minute ago when I was watering the chickens, and she said that, we're going to get a 5.1, I think it was, increase in Social Security. Well, that's just another way of them breaking the system, but I said, how does that make up for the 15% in inflation that we got right now? I flunked up to on phonics, but I had pretty good.
Basically, it said the highest inflation rate in a decade. Well, I bet you it's a lot more than a decade. That's being kind. What did you expect when the Democrats got elected in? That's what they do. And not only that, then they'll raise the taxes. They don't mention how that affects your expendable income. And, you know, and not only that, 5% in the Social Security, well, what they'll do is take that pay for 5% increase in Medicare. You're not going to get anything out of it.
Roger. Well, and this is kind of, this is from a friend of mine who graduated first in his class at the Naval Academy and was aboard as a nuclear engineer on a submarine for 6 years. And he said that if they pass this $3.5 trillion bill, they're going to eliminate the Federal Reserve System and they'll issue what's called money. And it won't say from the Federal Reserve anymore. And, he had a really bleak outlet. And forecast. And he owns gold and a lot of it. And he's also discussing buying Bitcoin. He tried to explain that to me. And it's way above my head and way above my pay grade, but people don't realize what's going to happen when they do that, and then they want to turn over the control of it to the another guy, the head of the Treasury or something, instead of doing it the way it is now. Idiot up there with Pelosi, whatever his name is, the guy, he said, we're going to change the world, and by golly, they're doing it, Bill.
Get rid of the Federal Reserve System is they have, you know, they have presidents of the different Federal Reserves that around the country. I think there's five of them, I believe. And some of them are, they just don't like what, because they're, some of them lean towards Republicans, the conservatives, some of them. They think they're crooks. These are Democrats saying it. And, of course, they never mention what their politically leaning Federal Reserve, I'll call them chairman, but they're actually presidents. I think that's what they call them. But, yeah. They want to get rid of the Federal Reserve so politically they can have 100% control of the money system. I mean, that's what they're trying to do, you know, and of course there'll never be another Republican because all the elections are going to be rigged, just like the last one. So anything they can do to get everything in their control right now, they're doing it.
up, Bill. Yeah, then they can issue all the money they want without any backing by the Federal Reserve, and it's just, wow. I've been thinking about getting a flagpole and hanging the flag upside down. That's a signal of distress, you know. I met a person one time when that other esteemed Obama character was in there, and he had a flag on his collar, and I always wear one for the guys that are deployed, but he had one on there, just a civilian good person, and I said, you know, your flag's upside down. He says, yeah. And he knew why. Anyways, Bill, you know how I feel on that. So, I guess our aeration and our seeding and all that worked. The grass looks beautiful out there. My neighbor, he hates grass, and he's been mowing it as short as he can to kill the Bermuda, and it won't die. But this fescue is really prolific out here today.
Fall is the time of year to plant and have it grow. Aerate, fertilize. Yep, that's good. Get rid of all the dead fescue from the summer. Oh, that's good. I bet it looks really good. I bet it looks really good. And, well, let's see here. All right. I'm making pretty good time. The traffic is not bad today at all. And yesterday we got a flu shot, Lane and I. So we got all our shots. I guess they'll issue us our rabies tags now.
His internal TR. Yeah. Now, if you want to hear some craziness, listen to 106.3 sometimes. There's some real nutcases on there on the radio. But while I'm shaving of a morning, I turn it on just to listen. I'm still glad that I have the ability to lock that out. But at any rate, and people believe that stuff. At any rate, Bill, DX-wise, I did work Luxembourg last night on 40. I know we've all done that before, but I haven't been hearing countries like that very much. And, I've worked the South Tomian Prince several times and the S-90 several times over there in Swaziland, just for kicks. But there is at least a little bit there, but it was very slim, in between there last night. Not much on, and I really wasn't on that long, maybe from 9 o'clock till maybe 10:30, something like that. I get wore out quick. I used to be able to do it till midnight or so, but I haven't been doing that as much lately. If it gets interesting, I might. You been having any luck?
That's on 12 meters and work Swaziland, if that's easier to say than the kingdom of what is it? Well, you know what it is. Itanini, something like that. I don't know whether I ever got that. Itanini, whatever. But I worked them this morning up on 24 megahertz. Let's see, I've got with them. I need them on. I need that country Swaziland on like 80. I'm waiting for 80 to come up. But I tell you, I have not hardly seen them on 80 meters at all. And I've been watching the clusters. I've got it sorted, so the only thing showing up right now is the 3DA0RU coming up. I don't know if you've been to their website, but that's a really nice website. And I tell you what, they're not in tents and crap like that. Tell you what, they must be at a resort. That's all I can say. And you ought to see the equipment if you haven't. All the antennas they got, all the equipment they got, And, you know, it's basically a Russian operation. Those guys, they, it's no post office box 88 anymore, I tell you that. Those guys, they're first class, and they've got first class operation. Really good. Of course, the Russians always been great CW operators, but they're doing all the modes. But they've hardly been on 80. Eat them on 80. I got the Sayotome, whatever. I've got them all. I just need them on 160 now. So those have been really two good operations. Over.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I'll build a house, and I agree with you, and it pains me to say that, but the Russian operators are some of the best in the world and always have been for the last 27 years I've been doing it, and something like that. I remember when they used to go down to their community radio stations, you know, and one operator after another would work you, but... yeah, that, you know, one of them come up last night on 160 late. I'm pretty sure. I thought that was unusual. But I'm thinking they're working a lot of digital mode, so I was thinking it might have been there. But it would have been around 10 o'clock, so I don't know what the vocab predictions are on them. And they show that when you zoom in on that on the map, on, for example, QRZ, I like to look at the map and satellite view. They show that as an island. And in the back of my head, I was thinking, because I've worked south to him in Principe many times, many years ago, that was part of the continental, of Africa, the continent of Africa. Why am I seeing that as an island when you zoom in on it?
An island. It's considered to be part of Africa. It's just like the Cayman Islands and a lot of the Caribbean islands. They're considered to be part of North America. It doesn't mean that it's actually attached to North America or is attached to Africa. It's just there's... I think there's five main continental areas and for purposes of awards and, you know, that sort of thing, and for contesting. So it is an island, but it is considered part of Africa. It's just like Canary Islands are considered to be part of Africa. So, over.
Oh, okay. I thought that was part of Spain, that one that's had the volcanic activity lately. Palma or something like that. Anyways, I don't have the computer opened up here, but yeah, well, I stand corrected on that. I was just going by my old memory, and maybe it's not quite as good and sharp as it used to be, but yeah, I understand that, but they've been really proficient in operating a lot and been very easy to work. Now, I don't know which one that was. Either you spotted it and I worked it, or I spotted it and you worked it. I think you worked it first the other day. Can't remember which one that was. But it was on 12 meters until I opened up the computer. I can't really be certain of it. But what time of day did you work that station this morning on 12? Was that the 3 Delta 2?
Delta 2, the one I worked, 3 Delta Alpha 0. That's Swaziland. You know, that's the one, the kingdom of XYZ. But it's the same country. And that's the Russian operation. And actually, there's two operations there in Swaziland right now. And they're both 3D. A0s, but RU is Russian, of course, because RU stands for Russia. But there's another operation there going on as well, believe it or not, less publicized. And but I think the one that you called when I told you they're working up, that was almost positive that was the S9OK. And that's basically, that's mostly Czech, as you might expect with the OK suffix, over.
Right, wrong, 3 Delta 2s, Tahiti, of course, out in that region. There's one on right now, 3 Delta Alpha. Zero whiskey, and they're running digital modes. Eswatini, Eswatini. Oh, the computer here. But I hadn't seen the one with whiskey at the end.
It's Swazi. If it's Swaziland, it's, and we're talking about the three, if it's Swaziland, it's 3 Delta Alpha 0. That's what it is. And then the suffix may be different, but that's Swaziland. That's the E. Watini, or what? Obviously, I can't remember the last word, but that's the same as Swaziland.
Roger, you told me that the other day. I hadn't noticed it, that Iwatini or whatever it is. They're operating, and there's a Delta Lima that just made contact with him on 20 meters, 14024. I've worked the RU one every time. This one's whiskey, and that would be CW. And over to the side of that, oh, that's unusual. It says, to the lid, please learn first CW. That's kind of a jab, isn't it?
There, I think there's a lot of people calling on CWs that have no clue. They're using decoders. But, yeah, there's two operations there. I'm going to just call it Swaziland because I don't know how to pronounce that last name. Working the kingdom. And, there's two of them operating at the same time. They're not related. I wondered how that happened, you know. But it's fine with me. Just better chance to be able to work them. Over.
Roger. Well, I'm seeing the 3 Delta Alpha 0 RU on 15 at 21012 CW. What's the other one's call sign, Bill, that's there? I've worked the RU several times.
The other one, I can't remember exactly what the suffix is, but it's not the Russian operation. And I'm trying to remember where they're from, Poland or somewhere.
On Indian and whiskey, I kicked it over, and it was Iwatini or Swaziland. But, not a whole lot on there right now. There's some on sideband 2180. Belgium's on there on 15. But I don't mess around with sideband very much anymore. I will work it if I see it, but it's not a priority, of course. But yeah, you're right. They use decoders and keyboards, and that's why you see so many mistakes on there now, because they're not really, they don't know what they're copying unless that decoder tells them. And I got news for you, they don't always work.
The keyboard doesn't have anything to do, with the copying, but it's the decoders that are the problem, because it's like the other day, there are a whole bunch of people calling Pakistan. It wasn't Pakistan. Hold on just a minute. It was RG. All these people calling them, nobody was actually copying the call sign. If it got spotted as Pakistan, there was just all these people calling them. And then one people actually said, there's no AP, whatever that was. There's no AP so-and-so, you know, they're not on QRZ. Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, there's just not too many wants to put out the effort for that nowadays. However, KO4LAO is doing a good job of learning it. He still has some struggles, of course, but everybody did. But he's putting in the effort to do it. But yeah, I saw that posting that day, ironically. And I did that one time, and I learned my lesson. You best, you know, and obviously I have called based on that, which, you know, everybody's done that when they're running split, and you make a call, and you see it on QRZ or DX Summit or something, you just jump over there, and if they're not saying up on those DX watches, you just assume that it's not. And I have done that, obviously. And I appreciate the holler the other day, because I just jumped on there and seen that. And so I usually try to watch. And you can't trust those things, do you? Copy them by ear.
Signals. Okay, well, I'm here, Tom. I gotta go. You have a good day. Enjoy yourself. I'm gonna go get something to eat here and thank you.
Okay, Bill. Bernice be wondering where I'm at anyway, so I'm gonna head back outside. Great talking to you. Good DX, my friend, in 73 in 4IQ and 0TR clear.
Bill, hey, Tom. KB4CBA.
Giving Bill a chance to respond, but he was going in to get some mass consumables. How's your day going, buddy?
Going good. Had the grandchildren over, and I'm on my way up to Steve's to return a scope that I borrowed from him. So I've been trying to get up there for about 2 days after I played tennis, but it's so late, it's like 8 o'clock, and it takes about 30 minutes to get there from my house or the sports club, either one. So I just told him last night, I said, well, I'm not going to make it again, so I'll see you tomorrow. So I'm taking it back.
It's about time. I tell you what, KN4 VWA, are you actually on your way up here?
Yeah, I got a phone call, Dave, so I'll catch you down the line. KB4 CBA and 0TR.
Bye, Tom. You on your way up here, Dave?
73's, Tom. Yes, I am. It's sitting here waiting for a green light at Super Row in White Hampton.
Good. Where are you, near 14?
It is, let's see, what's a landmark here? You know where the Greer gun and pawn shop is on White Hampton, and I'm coming up on all the businesses up here, like Lowe's and Home Depot.
Yeah. It took me just a second to register. I know where Super Road is, so. Yep, I figure right now you're about 35 minutes out, so you'll hit here at about 12:25, 12:30. Perfect. I should be back down to the man cave by then. I'm going up to fix me a little bit of bite of lunch. So I'll let you go. I'll see you when you get up here. KN4 VWA, I'm clear, baby.
Get you more than a bite, you know, because you might get hungry between now and supper if you don't. All right, we'll see you in a little bit. KN4 VWA, KB4 CBA, mobile, listening.